Yesterday, Shyaroji compared the nama rupa, the mentality and materiality. Shyaroji compared them to bhumi, the soil. And one has to plant the trees that give fruit. And one should deliberately plant them, otherwise the tree will not grow itself. So one has to plant trees that one can eat. If one does not plant trees, then the useless weeds and creepers grow, which are inedible. And it is important to make use of one's plot of land, usefully clearing up the weeds and creepers, and one should put a fence around the plot of land. And after putting seed, one should water regularly, and when the tree grows, if the roots are showing, one should put the soil on it to cover up the roots. And one should take care so that the tree gets nutrients from the soil, water, as well as give fertilizer from time to time. And if the roots are surfacing, the tree will not be firmly planted, so one needs to put soil onto it so that the roots will not surface. And if the pests arise in the tree, one should prevent the pests from ruining the tree. And when the pests come, one should take necessary measure to remove these pests. And there is the term improvement felling. When you have a precious tree, if other useless trees are shading the tree, or if the useless trees are growing around the precious tree, then the precious tree will be in shade, and the useless trees are blocking, and thus there should be improvement felling. One should cut down these useless trees, so that the precious tree will get sun, air, and necessary nutrients from the soil. Some of the creepers are very heavy, and when the tree is wrapped up with these creepers, some of the tree even die, as these creepers are depriving the nutrients from the plant. So it is important to give priority to the precious tree so that the precious tree can absorb the sufficient nutrients from soil, water, air, sun, and the fertilizer, so that the tree will grow stronger and stronger. And also, when the pests or termites or other insects that can ruin the tree arise, the gardener should remove them in a suitable way. Only then it will be worthy of planting the precious tree. This planting of the tree example is given comparing with our nama rupa. Our nama rupa is just like the soil or the plot of land, and we should put a fence around by sila, morality. And one should listen to the Dharma talk regularly And when listening to the Dhamma talk, one should listen attentively, respectfully. And during the practice, one should not do other things that are not conducive for the practice. One should not be reading other books. One should not do other unimportant matters that can hinder the practice. But yogi has only one thing to do. Yogi has to be mindful and put aside other unnecessary matters during the intensive practice. And the Dhamma discussion or the interviews are set so that yogis can describe how they have been noting to the meditation teacher, and they should describe what they experience by noting the object, what they come to know when noting the object. So in the interview, yogi should describe what he or she come to know when noting rising, when noting falling. Is it the form or shape of the abdomen? Or is it the manner of rising, falling? Or is it the nature such as stiffness, tension, movement? So in this way, one should describe what he or she come to know by noting rising, falling. Is it the form or shape? Is it the manner? Or is it the nature? And one should describe, one should report his or her experience briefly, short, to the point. And when listening to the guidance and instruction, one should listen attentively, respectfully, and when coming for interview, one should report clearly what he, she has been experiencing. And the meditation teacher will give suitable instruction and guidance. And by giving suitable guidance and instruction, some difficulties will be solved. So it's just like putting soil on the roots that are surfacing. In the same way, the meditation teacher will give necessary guidance and instruction. Just as when the roots are getting tight, when the soil is getting tight, the gardener loosens the soil. In the same way, the meditation teacher gives encouragement for the yogi. So in the practice, one should practice so that the mind will be calm, collected. When the mind is calm, collected, when the mind is concentrated, then nivrana, hindrances, will not have chance to arise. Throughout the person's life, the mind has been overwhelmed by the defilements. The defilement creepers are growing in the mind so that the mind cannot escape from these defilements. It is not easy to clear up these defilement creepers. It takes courageous effort in the practice. When the yogi gets to the stage of discerning the fast arising and passing away, yogi tends to have the subtle kind of attachment in the experience. So this is compared to insects coming in the tree, and one should remove these insects and pests. In the same way, when these defilements arise, one should remove these defilements by being mindful. By being mindful, the defilements are removed, and if one is not mindful, the defilements enter the mind. If the person is not mindful, one does not discern the nama rupa. There is not only that one does not discern, but there is also ignorance, avijja. not knowing correctly, knowing wrongly. Just as the eyes being inflicted by cataract. When the eyes are inflicted by cataract, one does not see at all, or one sees wrongly, or one just sees dimly, vaguely. This is compared to avijja, ignorance. Having avijja, ignorance, the person does not discern at all. Or even if there is knowing, one knows wrongly. And ahirika is the lack of moral shame. Shameless from the arising of defilements. And also there is fearless. One is not afraid from the defilements entering the mind. One is not afraid of the unwholesomeness invading the mind. So if the person is lacking moral shame and moral fear, the defilements will overwhelm the mind. And there is distraction. And every time the person misses or fails to note the object, avijja, ignorance, ahirika, lack of moral shame, anuttapa, lack of moral fear, udaccha, restlessness, these unwholesome defilements arise automatically every time the person misses or fails to note. So if the person is not being mindful for 1 minute, there will be 60 moments of having avijja, ahirika, anuttapa, and udaccha. Lacking mindfulness for 5 minutes, there will be 300 moments of having avijja, ahirika, anuttapa, and udaccha. And there is a big gap between the mindfulness and the person does not improve his or her practice. So one should be very careful. Practicing Satipatthana meditation is to discern correctly, and one should value the practice. And as much one practices diligently, the more benefits one will gain. And not being mindful, the defilements enter. By being mindful, the defilements are removed. Having moral shame and moral fear, the person is shameful to lose to note the object. The person feels shame from the defilements. And the person fears the defilements arising in the mind. As the person is being mindful, having shame and fear from missing to note the object, having shame and fear from the defilements, the person takes more care in noting, and thus restlessness, distraction does not arise, and the mind falls calm, collected on the object. Having mindfulness, even if the person comes across desirable objects, greed does not arise. Even if undesirable objects arise, anger does not arise. In this way, the defilements are not given any chance. And the momentum of mindfulness builds up, and the defilements have no chance to arise. So one should practice respectfully, meticulously, valuing the practice. And when the meditation teacher sees such kind of yogis, the teacher is happy to see such diligent yogi valuing the practice. Buddha did not just use sati. Buddha does not use the ordinary word sati, but Buddha used patthana together with sati. When the new object arises, the noting mind should enter the object so that the mindfulness will be outstanding. And in order to note the object entering the mind onto the object, the speed of noting should not be slow, it should not be regular speed, it should not just be ordinary fast, but one should note with outstanding fast speed, with effort. And as one notes the object with ordinary fast speed, with great effort, the noting mind rushes onto the object, entering the object, and the meaning of patthana will become clearer. So one should be careful to note rushing the mind onto the object in great speed. In order to have outstanding mindfulness, one should note every single second, noting the object in great momentum. So as soon as the object arises, one should not be thinking. One should rush the noting mind onto the object in greatest speed. And the most important is to rush the mind onto the object in greatest speed, and other matters are not as important. That should not be thinking, but one should just rush the mind onto the object in the outstanding speed, so that the mindfulness will be outstanding, extraordinary quality mindfulness. And yesterday, Saraji gave the example of the game called Dudoji in Korean and Da Ti Shu in Taiwan. And it is important to make use of this example in the practice. One should not be thinking, gazing, but as soon as the object arises, one should rush the mind onto the object like a sudden attack in order to be able to note the object, grabbing hold of the object. And pakkhandana, meaning that when fighting in the battle, one should enter into the military of the enemy in greater speed in order to fight the battle. In the same way, as soon as the object arises, one should rush the mind onto the object in greater speed, like a sudden attack, in order to grab hold, noting the object. In Milinda Panya, the practicing yogi is compared to Deja, the great fire. There are five factors of this great fire. Fire burns every kind of fuel, such as dry grass, dry wood, hay, and so on. And when the fire burns, it doesn't leave anything. In the same way, yogi should burn the defilements, both inside and outside. The yogi should burn the defilement with the knowledge fire. By being mindful, sati mindfulness is cultivated, samadhi concentration is cultivated, and knowledge is cultivated. And one should burn the defilement fuel through the knowledge fire. Whatever object that the person comes across, whether it is desirable object or undesirable object, one should not have the greed or anger onto the object. Whatever the object comes, whether it is good or bad, and desirable or undesirable, one should note the object in the way of satipatthana practice. Every time the person is being mindful, even when coming across desirable objects, greed does not arise. Coming across undesirable objects, anger does not arise. In this way, one is burning greed, anger with the knowledge fire, so that these defilements do not have chance to arise. And the practice is very precious, burning these defilements. The second quality of fire is that it is relentless. It is not lenient on anything. So it does not consider whether the fuel is valuable or not, whether the fuel is not valuable or not, but it will burn every fuel, regardless of whether it is valuable or not valuable. In the same way, yogi should not be lenient on the defilements. Yogi should be relentless on the defilements, whether it is the moha delusion, or whether it is the lobha greed, or whether it is mana conceit, or whether it is jealousy. Whatever the defilement is, yogi should be relentless on these defilements. Yogi should not be lenient on these defilements. If one has been lenient on these defilements, it shows that the person is attached in the defilements. And if a person is lenient on the enemy will gain the upper hand. In the same way, yogi should not be lenient to the defilements. As soon as the object arises, one should note the object with ardent effort so that one will gain victory on these defilements. The fire has the third quality of removing the cold. And if the weather is cold, one needs the warmth to be comfortable. When cold arises, the moisture also follow, and the moisture keep things damp and heavy. So it is necessary in order to dry up the moisture. In the Satipatthana practice, a yogi needs atapa, the ardent effort, in order to dry up the moisture of the defilements. If there are the moisture of these defilements, the moisture from the defilements keep the mind damp and heavy, not being able to do things. In this way, one should heat up and dry up the moisture of defilements with viriya effort. So one should be mindful of the object with ardent effort. One should not be cold, sluggish, but one should always be active, alert in noting the object. The fire removes the coldness, keeping warm, and the moisture are also dried up by fire. Throughout the round of assistances, there are the defilements, not knowing, knowing wrongly, greed, anger, conceit, envy, jealousy, and these moistures are keeping the mind wet, damp, and heavy. So yogi needs to have viriya sandapa teja. Yogi needs the fire of effort in order to dry up the moisture of defilements. And one should be always mindful of the object noting them with effort so that one is drying up the moisture of defilements. The fourth quality of fire is anunaya patika vipamoto. Anunaya means love. So one can become biased when one has love. And when there is patika, hate, one can become biased. Having grudge and so on. But fire does not have love or hate. It is unbiased, impartial. It does not have any bias, whether it is something that one loves or one hates. Fire does not have any love or hate, impartial. And fire removes the moisture with its heat. Just as the fire does not have love or hate, in the same way, yogi should not have love or hate, likes or dislike. Whatever the object is, whether desirable or undesirable, one should note it right away. And the fifth quality of fire is that it removes the darkness and giving the light. At night, the fire gives light, and if there is darkness, one will not see where things are put, so one needs to turn on the light to see. Fire dispels the darkness. In the same way, yogi should dispel the ignorance darkness. The ignorance, not knowing, knowing wrongly, not seeing suffering as suffering, it is ignorance. Just as when one goes in dark, one does not see things and one can even encounter dangerous things. Having the lights on, one will see where things are, so one will be able to go without harm. Having avijja, ignorance, one does not see suffering as suffering, but instead one sees suffering as pleasant. And having avijja, one does not know that tanha, craving, is the cause of suffering. And one does not know that the cessation of all suffering is happiness. One does not know that the cessation of all suffering is good, but they take it as great death. They think that it is the great death, not having to meet with loved ones, and they would not like to have the cessation, thinking that it is great death. And with having ignorance, one does not know the correct practice as the way to happiness. They think that they will be losing happiness, and they are even afraid to practice. And not knowing suffering as suffering, they take it as good and pleasant. And avijja here is called avijjandhakara, ignorance, darkness. And most of the people are lost in the ignorance, darkness. As a yogi, one should remove the ignorance, darkness. And one should practice in order to get the knowledge light. So these are the five qualities of fire. Just as fire is relentless on fuel, in the same way, yogi should be relentless on the defilements. Yogi should not be lenient on these defilements. And one should be mindful so that the defilements will not be attacking. So in order to avoid the attack of the defilements, one should be mindful. And if one is being attacked by the defilements, one should attack these defilements by being mindful, removing these defilements. When raga, lust arises, one should attack the lust by being mindful, removing the lust. When dosa, anger arises, one should attack the anger by being mindful, removing the anger. In this way, one should remove these defilements and one should be mindful so that the wholesome mind will be on your side, not being attacked by the defilements. And when noting the object, one should note in such a way that the mind rushes into the object like a sudden attack, so that the mindfulness will be outstandingly extraordinary. And this will be all for today. Sadhu, sadhu.